From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I found the announcement yesterday from Adrian flat and non-eventful. Was I missing something there, or just sort of lacked a fizz?
It's interesting, isn't it? Markets have to respond well to certainty, Mike, and we didn't expect anything yesterday from the Monetary Policy Review, and that's exactly what we got. So steady as she goes, steady as we got. So there was no change to the official cash rate. That remains at 0.25. No change to the LSAP, the Large Scale Asset Purchase Program. That's QE. So that's saying it's $60 billion. The Reserve Bank did say they're committed to reviewing that at regular intervals. Look, it wasn't unexpected that the topic of currency would be raised. We talked about that yesterday. So, yeah, the RBNZ very much sitting on their hands at the moment, but that is in a constructive sense. If they don't need to do anything, they shouldn't do anything. I mean, we did move to level one a little bit quicker than expected. So in that sense, the recovery is going a little bit better than had been built into forecasts. They did point out that on balance, the risks are still to the downside, and because of that, the bank remains prepared to provide additional stimulus as necessary. The nod to the currency was, it was short, but it was there. They said the appreciation of New Zealand's exchange rate has placed further pressure on export earnings. But he did also point out that fiscal policy, that's the government, that's the main support to the economy. Monetary policy supports fiscal policy. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a yawn. Market reaction was, well, we'll call that muted. The currency dipped down very briefly. Overall, it was seen as being a little bit sort of leaning towards the dovish side.
Okay.
The currency's actually, the weaker share marks have done a number on the currency overnight, so they did what Governor Orr couldn't.
Okay, so what about confidence? We're still miserable?
Yeah, look, so much going on this week, Mike. This actually came out on Tuesday. This was the Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Survey. So jobs, employment confidence. I mean, I think the economy and jobs are looming as a real platform plank going into the election. Remember, that is only, 86 days away now, Mike? Westpac series is a quarterly data series, so it picks up all the ugliness of sort of peak uncertainty, peak COVID despair that we saw in March and April. No real surprises that employment confidence fell sharply. Headline 87.3, that's the employment confidence index, that's versus 100.2 in March. That is the lowest reading ever. Now, the authors do point out there's been a few changes to the composition of respondents, so saying the lowest thing, if it's a tenuous statement, but hey, it's very low. It's very low. Looking for the nuggets of information within the detail, present conditions index got slammed, 74.3 from 97.5. That reflects the current uncertainty around employment. Current job opportunities got slammed, 52.6. Expected job opportunities did pick up a bit, so a few little hints of optimism there. Mike, regionally, Auckland the most downbeat. What is it about the big city, Mike? I mean, do we need a bit of rural resilience in the big city?
But you know what you got in the rural sector, because I spend quite a bit of time there. You don't have any road cones, cycle lanes, bus lanes, congestion, and idiots holding you up from doing your job.
Road cones. You ought to be the road cone manufacturer.
And they've got water as well.
There you go.
Anyway, Winnie's made the FT.
Yeah, look, if you're information hungry like us, you know, it's part of our gig, part of our line. You look through lots of news providers. Financial Times, UK business news outlet, massive, watched around the world. There we were yesterday, Mike, in lights, New Zealand, topic, not coronavirus, migration. Deputy PM headlining a story on migration. He's not a fan, and the headline read, New Zealand should limit migration post-COVID-19. You may recall this was a hot topic at the last election. I feel that somebody wants to make it a bit of an election topic again, don't you, Mike?
His promise was net gain of 10,000. I think he's got there, but not in the way that he was anticipating. Anyway,
no.
What are the numbers? Dow's in trouble?
Yeah, Dow's in trouble. Down 666 points. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What an evil portent that is. 25,484, down 2.57%. The S&P 500, 3041, down 89 points, 2.8. So they're finally waking up to the fact they've got a little coronavirus problem over there, Mike. 9920 on the NASDAQ, that's down 211 points, 2%. FTSE 100, 6123, down 196, down 3%. The Nikkei, 22,534, only down 15 yesterday. And the Shanghai Composite was actually up 9, 2979. The ASX 200, 5965, gained 11 yesterday. We gained 126 points on the NZX 50, closing at 11,259. That was up 1.14%. Expect our markets to open up under a little bit of pressure this morning. The currency quite a bit weaker against the US dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6411, almost lost a big figure overnight, 0.9326 against the Aussie, 0.5691 euro, 0.5158 pounds, 68.52 Japanese yen. Gold, still pretty strong, $1,764.97. And Brent crude dipped briefly under 40 bucks, just tipped back over 40 bucks, $40.33.
See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.